This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm like, my jaw's getting really tired and I'm getting all these cuts on the inside of my mouth, but it's, you know, I don't have a lot of choice because I have to show the horses how to eat hay.
Yeah.
Like they don't know. It's so many people misunderstand this. They're not born knowing or understanding how hay is eaten.
Yeah.
If you just put a horse alone with a big pile of hay, we call them piles, on the farm.
Yeah.
You put them there with a pile. What they'll do is they'll try to start building a little doll or something.
The way they do it is really stupid.
It's
the doll sucks. The doll isn't
something you'd want to play with.
Yes.
Because it usually gets really wet too, because they're using their mouth so much. So it's all gross and sloppy. But you know, anyway, I'm in there and it's me and Bojack Horseman, because he obviously has a vested interest in this too. These are this is his family.
Right.
But he's also he's actually really depressed, which
that sucks too.
For me, it was very impactful.
Yeah.
Because here it is, this cartoon horse, and I'm thinking, this is going to be some funny shit.
Right.
But it is funny shit.
Oh, it's funny. Yes, it's funny. But then he has to take,
it is funny shit.
What if a horse had to take, a medicine?
Well, and that's right.
Well, that's what they said.
And what would you do if a horse had to take a medicine? Well, you'd try to hide the medicine in the hay.
Yeah.
After you taught them how to eat it, which is what I'm in the process of. And I'm putting
big old globs.
Big ass. I'm dropping full bales
of hanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm balling up like a fucking monster thing of hay, like a big tumbleweed, you know? And I'm just tromping on it, just crump, crump, crump. And it's fucking me up. I'm choking. I'm in pain. I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. And the horses have left.
Sure.
But at this point, it becomes,
it's taking
for
too
me,
long.
It becomes like a personal, like, if I don't do this, I ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm actually, the my internal
never
voice
them.
Has become scolding. No, I don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about Bojack. He's fucked up. He's drunk. Which, again, I'm,
he's
like,
got to work on
what?
Himself first. And I don't really
no
know
kidding.
What. Like, before what? Like, first before what? I'm not sure, but I know he has to work on himself first.
Yeah, he better. I can't work on him. I'm actually need
You're
to
busy.
Be hospitalized from the hay situation that I have.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt
kicking
and dropping,
butt,
names,
dropping names.
And the red carpet line back
hallways
of this industry we call showbiz.
It's a what up situation.
We have
some of the big boys. Yeah.
Bang and Brett are back on the show. I'm excited to see them again in kind of a new context. I think this could be really a fun, kind of different episode. I have been hearing.
It will be.
Thanks for having us on. I'm pretty pumped to take the cover off this baby, kick the tires, and see how she flies.
And I was about to kind of like, I just sort of default to like being the host and say like, here's like what's happening. But I actually want you all to say kind of what it's sort of a big announcement, like what the listeners have in store.
Well, we have Brett Dude. We have the inimitable Brett Dude. We have Dr. Bang Raj Man, and we are finally, after a lot of buildup, going to be or have actually just started, just recorded the first episode of our new season of
Masterclass.
And everyone has been waiting, and we're doing it. And we thought, well, what better place to announce it? And maybe if people are down, maybe even give a little taste.
And it's fun. It's fun to go back to that world.
And, it has been.
And you know, the characters have, you know, all have funny chemistry and play off each other really well. So
we're finding new stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're doing, but we're also doing a lot of the old stuff that frankly just worked.
Yeah.
So,
and for people who like, I just want to, because the show is like popular, but it's not like the most, it's like, it's, it, and I love the show.
Well, but, it's like the podcast for podcasters.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so just in case anyone like doesn't know what it is, because I think, you know, the show is popular, but like, I think some, it's possible that some listeners might not be aware of it. So if there's just a way to like describe it for them or.
So we did. So, Bang, Brett and I have done two seasons already, you know, mm-hmm. over the course of a few years of this show called Hollywood Masterclass, where I'm the teacher and Bang is the unruly student and Brett is sort of the producer slash sidekick slash sometimes the teacher as well. And mm-hmm. Bang is the teacher sometimes too. And I can be the student sometimes. And occasionally yeah. Brett becomes the student too. And
Brett, your mic, I don't know if this is like something for the show specifically, but your yeah. mic is very absorbent today, if that makes sense. It's just like I'm just hearing everything. I'm hearing every little like nose exhale. I'm just getting it all. Is there anything we like just with your mic specifically? Is there anything we can do so it's just when you talk,
just the talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was just visiting as a guest. Like, I'm not what you thought of me before.
You are,
like,
and I didn't
the sort
say,
of mic guy.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't say anything about you not being a guest or anything like that. It's yeah. just me being able to hear your nose that I'm is not like a guest.
Is it not? And if so, you don't want to adjust the mic, it's maybe adjusting your nose.
Yes. I don't want your nose to be the guest. I want you to be the guest. Is that clear?
You really guess yeah, through your mouth on most podcasts, which is not something that's discussed, right. You know, and you not having been on this side of it, Brett, you may not realize.
And you're kind of stepping on me a little bit because like being a guest with my nose was my thing.
Yeah. Bang would be, I guess, the exception.
And you often, Bang, this is like a thing where he shows up at a party and he's like, here I am. And I brought my friend my nose. Mm-hmm. It's like a certain type of party.
We won't go into it, but it's just fun, high energy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of my thing. And you're right. Stepping on it a little bit. I mean,
there's not much I can do about my nose. I mean, it's just kind of on my face, right near my mouth. That's just like an evolutionary mm-hmm. kind of problem.
Maybe turn around.
That would be turn great. Around. Yeah. When you're
if it's your face,
speaking,
it's the problem. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you'll listen to the back of my head, which sounds even worse. There's kind of weird
me.
Stuff going.
Okay. That was me.
That
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
Funny.
That was great.
I mean, that seemed harsh to me. I mean, my nose has like a melody to it, like a little.
Well, maybe. And Brett, yes. Brett just, he,
music. You're more only, musical we, than me. I'll coming out grant of you that. Body, but yes.
I was holding that back. I just wanted you kind of.
To me, that's.
I'm sorry for stepping on your nose thing, but that I was building to that nose.
That was your big nose thing you had to debut. Well, look, we have two. You know, we have two nose-based guests that are recurring guests. We have Bang Rajman already, and we do have Adam Pally. So in my mind, it's not. It's not something that we can afford to do three times.
Yeah. That driveway has been plowed, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. The snow's been plowed.
That makes sense.
Yeah. There's not, you know, after these guys go through, there's not a whole lot left to go around. So,
But maybe these are settings, like if you were saying you just got out of.
Hey, are we going to do the show? Or are we going to plug the show or what?
Well, I was just doing this.
Like what? All right.
I mean, that was
I thought that's why we were here and we're fucking talking about Brett's nose.
You just got, well, okay, the next thing I was going to say is you just got out of a record of Hollywood Masterclass. I agree with you.
Which is a popular show. And it's you know, loosely based on some of these Masterclass videos that you see where, you know, Tiger Woods will teach you how to pick up chicks or whatever.
Louis C.K. teaches you comedy.
They did, yeah. So a lot of them have been taken down because it was... The first two acting classes were Spacey and Hoffman. Not
many of them.
Yeah,
the timing of some of the teachers hasn't been great. But
it might have been people coming to them and saying, like, hey, I would like to make some money really, really fast. Is there any way for me to do that?
But it was like, Woody Allen's jazz class,
do we make it out
really
to you?
Good.
Or, and it's like, just actually my lawyer can directly get the income.
So you just got at like a you were saying like one of the best record, like just like one of the best,
I think,
creative sessions you've ever.
I'm again, I think we found. We're definitely inspired by the first two seasons and we're staying true to elements of that. But I think we found something really cool in this third season that is honors what came before us while still breaking new ground. And I think as much as you'll recognize elements from the earlier sections we've done, you'll be like really, really excited about where it's going.
We're playing the hits and then guess what? We made new hits.
Yeah.
Wow.
We made new hits and we're listening to ourselves. We're not necessarily following the bandwagon. You know, it's like we're always searching for new ground, new snow to plow.
So this is, I mean, like, this is good. I
the fuck Brett.
I mean, I'm just, he just,
I just want to, keep
he just moved on.
Let's just
all
do
right.
it. Let's just,
I had been worried that this group in particular was getting into like not a rut, but like sort of doing the same, like
it was feeling stale.
Like the same territory over and over again with like kind of a specific thing that we don't even have to talk about.
This
but, like,
might be, I mean, the only comparison might be Dylan going electric.
Wow,
yeah, which again, some people were angry about, but ultimately proved to create a lot of his best work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it could be uncomfortable, I think, when you first hear the new stuff, but I do also believe that in order for us to grow creatively, it's essential, and that society will catch up to what we're doing.
And this is you're talking about Dylan Sprouse.
Dylan That's Sprouse. Right. Dylan Sprouse, okay. The longtime nature survivalist. Who finally...
Oh, okay, I knew... So, is this a different Dylan
Sprouse? This is a different Dylan Sprouse,
This is even different than the one I knew,
Okay, wow.
Dylan Sprouse. Are we saying Dylan Sprouse?
Dylan Sprouse, excuse me.
Oh, I misheard you when you were talking about... I thought you were talking about Dylan Sprouse, the twin brother of Cole Sprouse, from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, where Dylan tried to fix the refrigerator by himself, and he put the wrong two cables together, and his hair stood on it.
No! I'm
effectively
referring to Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah,
he's Dylan Sprouse is a survivalist. He lived in the woods, and he finally hooked up some electricity to his place, and he's got lights.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm. So his life is drastically different.
Yeah, and people were pissed because they were like, "This isn't what you're about. You've always been like Mr. Nature," and he was just like, "Hey, look, my food was spoiling. Like, I had to do something."
And then years later, they went to his place. It kicked ass.
Yep.
And it makes me,
years later.
Yeah. I feel fucking bulletproof about this thing. You know, like if people are pissed, like they'll be pissed, but I know, you know, a decade or two, they'll be like coming back to me and asking me about it.
Yeah.
So do we want to like, and not like play, you know, I don't want to like play the record.
Because people are ultimately going to be, you know, we want that
shit.
To. Yeah. Yes, it's going to spoil it, and we want people to hear that as a whole. Like,
right.
You know, people are.
And is there a way we can just, like, get a flavor of it, sort of?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I think there's even stuff that is material that will probably be on the cutting room floor because we have so much good shit, because we're in such a groove right now where like
Ben, this will be like when you watch a movie and you go into the IMDb trivia and it's like the scene from the trailer wasn't actually even in the movie.
It was like, because they had too much.
They just had too much good stuff.
Wow. Well, do we want to, you want to just do it right now?
Let's
Kevin, is that possible?
Bang, if you're down, like, let's give a little taste, because I think it'll be exciting for people, and I think, like...
it'll be a fun mini episode.
Yeah.
For the completionist.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Just whenever... Are you ready, Brett?
I'm ready. I have to turn around for this, though. Like, masterclass, I have to be facing the mic.
Okay.
You know, because you told me to turn around before.
Yeah, no, I remember. I'm just ready to move on from all that stuff, to be honest. Like, I'm ready to hear this. I'm just ready to, like, do new stuff. So, like, if you're good, I'm good.
You heard him, fellas. Should we kick it?
Yep.
Ooh.
Is that a horse out there, or am I just getting chilly?
Horsey, I couldn't tell the difference these days. I'll say that much. Boy, we did lasso a vermin out on that last little ride along on the doggies, didn't we? There.
Yeah, it was a big fat mouse.
That mouse was really big and fat, and I'll tell you what, I'm liable to put him into a little coffee mug and have him treat it like a hot tub. Pretend he's in a jacuzzi, that little mouse, and that's one of the things that's so neat about small animals, is that you can make what for them is a big version of something, but for us, we can hold to the palm of our hands.
Yep, and the things that are normal things for us are made of, like, I don't know, instead of a handle, it's a toothpick.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, the stuff that you can do with a little tiny mouse with just something that you
kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
When you're watching cowboy TV, the weird things that creep into the old skull there.
No, it really frees up your mind. It's a visual feast, but it's also a mental stimulator that allows my brain to create all these connections between, say, a coffee mug and a miniature jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm. You know, scientists and professors and all sorts of brainiacs are busy creating machines that'll help you think better, give you ideas, fix your brains when...
Well, nootropics. I mean, listen to that Joe Rogan and the way he talks about alpha brain supplements.
Yeah, boy, that's a good point. Talking about nootropics and alpha brains and special mushrooms...
Oh, chaga mushrooms and lion's mane as well. And I'll tell you, those things, we don't need none of those. We just need a roaring fire, a.k.a. their cowboy TV.
That's right. Cowboy TV is us watching a fire.
Okay, 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 okay.
What's up?
It feels good to be back.
Yeah.
Right? Back in the master class.
I wanted to give it a second just to make absolutely sure, but this is Cowboy TV. It's the exact...
What the fuck are you talking about?
You said it was Cowboy TV
multiple times.
The characters are watching Cowboy TV.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the class in this case, because they are talking about expanding their brain, which is what a teacher is supposed to do for you. I mean, effectively, I said sometimes I'm the student, sometimes Bang's the student, and now sometimes the Cowboy TV is the teacher.
I think Sean said that exactly in the intro.
Yeah.
it was the best episode of Cowboy TV that I have heard. There was a lot of new stuff. There was the fire stuff, of course, but there was the stuff about like small animals, the talk about like Joe Rogan and nootropics and things like that. That was all like new. I really appreciate that. If it had been introduced to me as an episode of Cowboy TV, I think that would have been something like that. There would have been some pleasant surprises in there, but it was introduced as something totally new, mm-hmm. something different.
Well, no, not totally new. It's show. The third season of an existing yeah. show.
Sure, yes, but like certainly new from like
it's a new take on it. Yes,
what mm-hmm. you what the three of you have done on this show, man. I was sort of hoping to take to put something new on this show. I don't mind not being involved in Masterclass. That's okay. But where for like the
you were on one episode.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah,
I said I don't mind. That is okay with me. But I was hoping that when the three of you get on this show, the product is always the same. It's always some kind. I'm not even sure what you call it. Like you call it a show, but it's always just like a few minutes of you talking, like two cowboys who are looking at a fire, and the fire yeah. is being compared to TV, which again fell out of this episode for the most
part. It's a series.
Okay.
If we can back up, I mean, you are involved in Masterclass, Hayes. You know, you were on one episode, and I frankly don't even think it was our worst one.
Thank.
No, it's pretty good.
Thank you. This is not about. I also thought it was good.
Pretty good.
It's not our worst.
Here's my question. Can I just yes. ask my question? Is all of Hollywood Masterclass this? Is it all Cowboy TV?
Well, there's two seasons already.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sorry. Look. And
listen,
again, I know
I
the show
have
is popular.
Like, listen,
I've heard some of the episodes.
Blood.
I haven't heard all of them. It's mostly not Cowboy TV that I've heard in the past. But is it now this?
Sean, do you get the impression he's like, this is somebody who's mad at your jacket, and they're like, hey, I really like your hat that I used to talk shit about. But maybe now this jacket's a problem, where it's like, okay, you've been fucking dragging Cowboy TV through the mud from day one, and now we come to you with a new Masterclass, and you're like, no, fuck this
sure.
now.
So
and
I just
like
want to return
shit.
To my question, which is this Masterclass? Because I
and I've answered
you know,
that question,
new,
I'll answer it again.
They're two different things.
And I let you ask your question.
Okay.
And now you'll let me answer it. And now you'll let me get my whole answer out. There are two existing seasons of Masterclass that are not this. We are not finished recording the third season of Masterclass. So yes. I don't know how you could think that it is all this.
But so far.
We don't even know what it all is.
But so far, for the third season is this. That's a, like
primarily roughly, yes. it's been this with other, you know, with other elements as well.
Okay, so this
I think,
I mean
I don't know if it's just me and I'm coming in with too much energy today, and but I think like heads are kind of fucking steaming right now, and maybe we should cool off, get back into Masterclass. We can give you a little bit more, maybe explore it more.
Okay.
Maybe give you a better sense of the dynamics of the characters. It's still
and how it is
classic.
Different. It is really different yeah. from Cowboy TV as well, which I know you have your issues with, and you know that I'm not trying to convince you that that works, but I think by your own admission, Masterclass is a popular show. So
it is, this doesn't feel like Masterclass to me so far, what I heard. Mm. And so if you have more, and it is closer to...
This doesn't like, sound like, you know, Dylan Sprouse to me, some people said.
So, I don't know, maybe this time when you listen...
Well, it was Dylan Sprouse.
Crack a notebook or something. Take some notes. Like, I feel like you're missing the connective tissue.
I said a lot of specific things that I heard in the first section, so I obviously was listening. And I will be listening again.
It might be a case of missing the forest for the trees a little
bit.
That's what I was
thinking.
You mentioned some specific things that were brought up, but it's not always about that. There's like a larger story happening here that I think you could appreciate.
If you'd like to do more, I would love to hear it. Is it going to be, just so I can prepare myself, is it going to be two cowboys?
It's a little like jazz, our process.
So it's going to be two. I'm just about to hear two cowboys talking to each other. That would really help for me just like to set my expectations going into this. Is that pretty much what I'm about to hear?
I hear your question.
Just go.
Yeah, okay, let him
finish. Let's just hear it. Let's just hear it. Go ahead.
Ooh, boy, that argument we just had with their old tenderfoot really took a big bite out of my hide. Got me feeling tired enough to lay down, stretch out, and take a snoozer next to this here cowboy TV, a.k.a. the fire.
Oh, yeah, I find myself sweating. I got so dang heatin'.
I'll tell you something else. You doubling back to the conversation we did have about that their little mouse being in a coffee mug, which serves as something of a jacuzzi for him. Boy, I know exactly what coffee mug I'd use for that. It'd be the Cowboy TV coffee mug, now available at TeePublic.
Oh, you mean like one of these here mugs I'm drinking of right this here moment?
Absolutely there, partner. And thank you for asking, boy. You got me fixing the caterwaul away about the old Cowboy TV coffee mug. A coffee mug. Jacuzzi for a little mouse.
Okay. So you sounded like you stopped.
Well, I was the first verse was over.
We stopped for applause. We've built like applause breaks into the season.
Yeah, people will be
for
clapping
who?
When they listen.
For people the listeners. Who listen.
The audience, that's who applauds.
I mean, you've been you know that. You've been in the industry too long where you're a little bit there's walls around your heart at this point and you can't embrace it. But like if you were just a normal regular Joe, you'd be clapping right now.
I do want to talk about some of the business involved and what like led us to this. So Sean and I have gone independent. We have our own, like we're subscriber base. We're on Patreon. You came to me, Sean, and said that you wanted to do Masterclass again. This was, you know, something like an exciting thing that we could offer listeners. I essentially made an investment in this. Brett and Ben have equity in the show, in our whole network, to do Masterclass. I have yet to break even on this whole project. Kevin is doing great. I still am thanks. coming up a little bit short.
As am I.
Sure, but you said that like it's Masterclass, people sign up for it, and you have other business streams that will like allow the Masterclass to like pay for itself in multiple ways. And then I saw the merch went up on TeePublic. I thought that was a totally separate thing. I thought this was just us like getting Cowboy TV out of our system before we started Masterclass. But now I'm a little worried that the Cowboy TV merchandise is what you were talking
about. An avenue
about.
Through which to make myself whole with Masterclass?
Yeah, or
like I'm backdooring
well, me too,
in
the... I assume. Am I not? I don't get anything of the Cowboy TV merchandise.
Well, you certainly haven't been very supportive of it. It's not, you know, I.
So that's just for you. The equity does.
You don't
the
like
equity for
Cowboy.
This does
it's
come
not
out of
coming.
My
it's not coming to
you
me
didn't
by
want
choice
us to do it.
Okay.
I, because of, you know, my Buddhist background, I don't want to profit off any of this stuff. So
any
like,
of it?
No. So I'm like just leaving it in Sean's hands, and I'm more here for the art, the spiritual fulfillment. And that's a hell of enough payment for me.
Well, okay. Unfortunately, the American West is disappearing before our eyes, and a lot of the profits from Cowboy TV are
you're
going
giving
to be,
it
you know,
to the American West.
Attributed to preservation efforts.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the, you know, the simple, beautiful way of life that cowboys represent.
Okay. I Aww. Did, just to like show support, I did.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
That's the appropriate
Kevin,
response.
So I actually
Someone
do want. I would love
heart.
To talk to you about this because Kevin has been handling the merchandise. And that's what she said. Sorry. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have the... thank you. Okay. Now, okay. So is that how it's going to work?
Okay,
I see that.
Here.
That's great. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Now I see how it works. Thank you. I don't know why you didn't do that in the... when you were doing the actual show.
Because people will really be doing it in real life.
Yeah, we don't need a fucking robot
okay.
to do it.
All right.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. Can we talk about this merchandise because I wanted to show support. I did buy all of this merchandise. Sean, do you have yours on you? And maybe people, like, if people are watching, they can see how it came out, because I do want to talk about this.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Great. So I have a mug and a phone case. I haven't bought any of the clothes yet. The mug, the logo is printed on a side, wow, of the mug that is difficult to or really impossible to read when you are, yeah, drinking from the mug.
Right.
It's on the opposite side of the handle.
And we asked them for that specifically.
Yes.
Okay.
Because have you ever heard this story, Hayes, about a young CEO giving a presentation and he does it from the back of the room? So everybody's got to turn around.
Oh, I love when, okay, he tells this story.
And who's that? Nobody forgot that speech because everybody's got to turn around and check in. Nobody can zone out. Everybody's like, who's this guy's talking from the back of the room?
Uh-huh.
So when you're drinking your coffee, you're like, what the fuck is this mug all day long? And you've got to keep turning it inwards towards yourself.
Uh-huh.
To be like, oh, okay, I want my cowboy TV. And that really hammers it home. And we're helping the American West.
You know, so many mugs, it's so funny, like so many mugs have this completely outdated way of thinking that the person enjoying the drink or even the person sitting across from them should be the one who can read the mug and see the graphic and understand, mm-hmm, what the mug is about or what this person is a fan of. Where in fact, really, especially now in 2021, the person who needs to know what's on the coffee mug is a person sitting to your left and a little bit in front of you. Like, and that's been the case now for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I can, like, you know, put my hand through the handle and punch someone with the,
wow,
with the Cowboy TV logo and say, here's what's good, you know, where my coffee's coming from.
That's powerful.
That's the definition of power. I also do want to show this, the phone case.
Well, and this is very good too, because as you can see, Sean is holding up the phone case. A portion of the logo is actually cut off.
Yes, mm-hmm, a portion of the logo is cut off now, and then there's a solid 3 inches of you know, empty black,
yes,
void underneath.
Negative
the
space.
Portion that's cut off.
Like it could have been used, yeah,
right? Easily, you like the normal business probably would have lowered it a little bit to get the full logo
move it down
on there, right?
But this void, which represents our disappearing American West, would be absent then. It would be full of logo. And Kevin pointed out something, because I did have the same, you know, I said, like, look, can we move this thing up, you know, so that we could cut off part of it?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, well, you know, why would you do that? And
I think
said, well,
why the fuck would you do that?
He did.
Had a little
he swore
that
at me.
Day.
And I said, look, if anyone asks, we'll just tell them the problem is actually the hole.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, it's being cut off by the camera hole. Mm-hmm. And maybe we shouldn't be having all these cameras and screens and all this.
Selfies. Everyone taking their selfies.
Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah, it's not about selfies. Maybe it's about cowboy TVs.
Okay. I don't think people mostly take selfies with the other camera.
And that's, we're looking into covering that up. And we're looking into covering
that
up or having that cut off the logo.
Okay.
We're trying to do both.
Don't, in Jaws, they didn't show the shark.
Right?
You know, and that people saw it in their heads. It's scarier.
They
did.
They did show it.
They never showed the shark. It's not in the movie.
There's no sharks in Jaws.
Okay, all right.
Now, that's what you remember.
It's in, like, the poster. The I'll give you that. But, like, yes, it's Brett's right. You think you saw it. It's one of those things. What they call it, the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Where everyone, yeah, thinks they saw the shark in Jaws.
The Mindela. It's Mindela effect.
It's a
Mindela
effect.
The shark.
Inside the mind of Adela effect.
It's Mindelia effect. So it's in the mind of Chris D'Elia, who has a masterclass coming out soon, I believe.
Yeah, it's like about I think DMs and like TikTok Snapchat. And shit, yeah. Snapchat. Yeah,
it's called Carpe Diem, and it's actually, yeah, it's a really cool like social media class that everyone could benefit from.
Recommend signing up ASAP. Because I don't know how long that one's going
to
be.
A lot of these things are, they're coming down. I think they fill up or something because when I go to sign up, some of the ones that have been there are not there anymore. So, yeah. So we're looking into like getting a screen cover that would have the logo cut off by the selfie cam as well. And definitely, you know, when I am drinking from my mug, when I'm having like a cup of hot tea or something, or when I'm just making a mouse jacuzzi, like I don't want to have to like see the logo of the thing I bought the whole
time. Can I ask one? I don't want to forget this question that keeps coming up for me. You have talked about the money going for the preservation of the American West.
Yes. Thank you.
First of all, I didn't know that.
Thank you so much.
The American West was disappearing.
American West is disappearing
very fast.
Okay, I'm curious if
cowboys are probably the most endangered species on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I bought the merchandise. I never really got a sense, and it says that when you're buying it, that's where it's going. But I never really got the sense of like where the money is actually going to preserve. Woodward Bernstein over here. I'm curious. I'm interested. You brought it up, and I'm like interested in like this phenomenon. If it's really happening, I would
Woodward
just love to know.
And Bernstein,
where
right?
the money was was actually going.
Follow the money.
American Westgate.
I'll tell. I mean,
Deep Throat.
Honestly, we're still finding the most effective organizations. We're doing our due diligence. But what I'll tell you is the American bison has way less room to roam than it used to. And we're going to correct that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, I would if you know already, I mean, it sounds like you do, like, like how exactly the money from this merchandise is going to go to giving the American bison more room to roam.
What in thunderation are you talking about?
Is
this a comedy podcast?
Won't hunt.
Like, are we going to get into fucking division and long math on your comedy
show? It's not a math question at all. I was genuinely curious. It seems to be something that you all are interested in. I thought I was showing interest by just like asking more about like how this works.
I wish I could believe that your motivation was just to educate yourself and show some interest and like have a nice conversation with us. Unfortunately, what you have done is attempted to hamstring both Masterclass and Cowboy TV at literally
every
turn.
They are the same
turn.
Thing. I just want to say that it sounds like these are the same thing. So
everything is actually connected. And if you watch the Beatles movie Yellow Submarine, they will teach you that we are all connected to one another.
Okay.
And that when you talk, just by being here and listening to you, I am now actually part of your body.
Okay. And Sean, you're kind of doing a masterclass right now. It sounds like you're giving Hayes homework.
So you
watch Yellow Submarine.
You will not say how the money is related to, I guess, grazing territory for the bison. I mean, I don't even know if it's that specific, but like you are not going to get into that.
Because of my Buddhist background, I don't even worry about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're. You've
the root of all suffering is desire.
But the money is going to this thing.
And it seems like you desire the money yourself you're suffering because of it. Okay. Like that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
And Ben's taught me some of this Buddhist shit.
Just to get it out of the way right now, yes, the Masterclass merch is very similar to this Cowboy TV merch.
So there's some new merchandise coming out that is
Yeah, Sean, you want to hold up that the Masterclass mug?
Yeah, this is the Masterclass mug.
That looks like the same mug to me, including the logo is printed on the side.
is the masterclass foam cake.
That looks exactly the same. But it's new. You're doing like a whole new product rollout. It looks
whole new SKU.
Identical.
Different SKU.
It's higher up on the phone case.
Yeah, we actually didn't cut off enough. Like, you can still tell what the words are. My perfect version of this would actually be that you can only see maybe like 10% of the logo.
And is the money for that going to
the reservation?
It's not going to you. If this conversation is going to be, let's just have
That's not what it was.
In a very frank, direct way. The money's not coming to you, no matter how many times you ask us to like name the charity and organizations when you didn't even know the American West was disappearing.
I pitched one thing that I thought was a good idea, and I don't know if this is like in progress, but it's something that it appears you have decided not to use. I thought it would be fun to have a product called Merchmallows, and you sell. You say marshmallows on the show, or you used to.
We've said that on Cowboy TV, yeah.
Okay, and did you decide not to use my idea and sell marshmallows as merchandise and call them marshmallows. Not only did you not do that, you have stopped saying marshmallows entirely on
correct
in these characters.
Correct.
Well, this is Masterclass. It's a different show.
Yeah.
Okay,
wouldn't make
but
any sense.
So much else is the same. So many other things about it are the same.
So this is what I like when we set up what the season's going to be. This is why I'm not worried about it, because years from now, Hayes is going to wake up and he's going to be like, "I get it," and I'll be happy to come back on the show then and field your questions about our process when it
that's
comes
actually kind of cool to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes waking up, you know, first thing in the morning, getting his head all the way out of his ass and saying, "Holy shit, I was there on the ground floor. Like, I saw
the entire season three
of Masterclass.
With my head inside in this like little like scene you've put together. I've spent a whole night in bed sleeping with my head in my ass."
That's correct.
It makes sense. I mean, it's like it covers your ears up and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better explanation. I mean, it's a more favorable explanation than the alternative for why you aren't able to wrap your head around this.
And what's that? What's the alternative?
You suck.
It's that I suck? Is that what you said? You said it really quietly.
It's a hard thing to say out loud
to your friend.
Point blank. But
like, I feel like
you might suck.
You've been kind of rough with notes in the past, and
every so time you've asked, now so many times, if Bang and Brett can come back on the show, I've always said yes, and they've immediately come on. They've been on like four times in the last like 10 weeks.
Yeah, usually the pro version.
Yeah, no kidding.
But not this one.
You're welcome, by the way.
Then you shit on it.
Yeah. Do you a favor, do the fucking pro version. I fucking get treated like garbage.
Right.
Okay, well, you just, I was just told that I suck on the show, which I have never even said that Cowboy TV sucks.
And I would
never say that.
You either suck.
You couldn't.
Or you sleep with your head up your ass.
Which, to me, that's the more favorable option.
Right.
But you push back against that.
You tell me what you want to do. You, like, do you want to do another... See, like, you tell me, and then we're basically done here. So.
I think it would be best, honestly, for the show and for the listeners if we did do a little more Masterclass.
Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome back to Cowboy TV.
Yeah,
that's what this show is.
Their name of their show is Cowboy TV. I'm here with my buddy Other Cowboy, and I'm one of the main two cowboys. And what we're doing tonight is the same thing we do every dang night, sitting around that Cowboy TV, a.k.a. the fire, watching them logs pop and crackle and all the little sparks that soar off into the air. And boy, it's like taking a whole bottle full of Alpha Brain Nootropics to go look at that fire.
Yeah, it's like chugging lion's mane, seeing them sparks just drift up yonder into the sky and disappear. Maybe go off, start a little cowboy TV someplace else.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little chilly. I better pull on my I Want My Cowboy TV hooded sweatshirt just to get nice and cozy. Take out my cowboy TV phone case and go ahead, turn on the flashlight on the phone so I can see where the new fresh dry logs are.
You know I don't believe in having no phone, but if I did, I sure as hell would have a cowboy TV phone case around it.
Hell, I'd spring for the damn protective case. It's a little more expensive, but that don't bother me none when I know my phone is nice and safe inside the lovely, loving shell of a I Want My Cowboy TV protective phone case. There, the button thingy cover is so stiff it feels like you're not pressing anything, and it's kind of hard to turn the phone off or change the volume on it when you're using that case, but it's all worthwhile to me.
Yep, and it's merch for this show, Cowboy TV. Not to be confused with anything else.
Well, if you're confused with something else, you'd have to be very confused, because we make it a point to say the name multiple times and to promote the merchandise associated directly with this show. Whether you're making a tiny jacuzzi for a little mouse with the I Want My Cowboy TV mug, using the protective phone case where the thing is so stiff you can't push the buttons on the sides of the phone, or whether you're just putting one of them I Want My Cowboy TV stickers right on the top of your tummy and saying, hey, everybody, I'm Tummy TV Cowboy Man.
This episode of Cowboy TV is a registered trademark Cowboy TV production. All rights are secured by Cowboy TV Industries. Thanks so much for listening. This was Cowboy TV.
A tiny jacuzzi. Big old mouse.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys make an OnlyFans account. Carl and Hassan debate food hot takes, and the Flager ones are talking all things basketball. Check out the podcast 5 days a week at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.